I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with GIS Evening News for Wednesday, July 26. Coming up, international migration and development policy to be finalised this year, prisoners to be allowed conjugal visits, and UK diaspora to adopt 55 clinics for Jamaica 55. The news in detail after the break.
August morning, same thing again. Come out to the National Stadium on Emancipation Day, Tuesday, August 1, at the Independence Village, 6 a.m. Come pack your crocus bag with yam, banana, Irish and other fresh produce at low, low prices. Watch live performances while you eat breakfast. Convenient and secured parking available. Hey, Coronation Market, I move to National Stadium. You can't afford to miss August morning market. It's Jamaica 55, celebrating Jamaicans at home and abroad.
Now the news. Minister of State with responsibility for the public service, Rudyard Spencer, is urging trade unions and other organizations representing public sector workers to submit their claims for the upcoming round of wage negotiations within the next month. Mr. Spencer says he is confident that the negotiations will be conducted smoothly and efficiently, adding that he expects the trend of peaceful and harmonious labor relations to continue.
And let me implore my trade unions and staff associations to submit your claims within the next 4 weeks in order to help us to conclude the process in a timely manner.
Expressing regrets that the ministry has not yet moved beyond clarification on claims sent earlier by several public sector groups, he says the ministry will be engaging them at the earliest possible time. This group includes the junior doctors, the police federation, education officers, enrolled nurses, midwives, civil servants, and district constables. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says local inmates may soon be allowed conjugal visits. A conjugal visit is a scheduled period in which an inmate of a prison or jail is permitted to spend quality time in private with a visitor, usually a legal spouse. The move forms part of the ministry's rehabilitative efforts for inmates.
I am determined and insistent that we are going to start conjugal visits. And some persons ask me why. We must begin to humanize. A lot of us talk about we are Christians, but true Christianity is when you do for the least amongst us.
The visits will not be a right of every prisoner, but will be part of an incentive system for those prisoners who meet the required criteria. The criteria to be used will include the type of crime committed, the length of time left on the sentence, behavior, deportment of the prisoner, and the stability of the prisoner's relationship. The visits will not take place on cell blocks. The government's international migration and development policy is to be finalized this year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, says work is well advanced on the policy, which is geared at creating a framework through which the government can partner with individuals or organizations in the diaspora to meet development objectives.
Among other things, the policy seeks to ensure that international migration is adequately measured and monitored and influence to serve the development need of Jamaica as outlined in the Vision 2030 Development Plan.
The policy is an initiative of the National Working Group on International Migration and Development with the participation of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. The minister was speaking at the Jamaica 55 Diaspora Conference's Growth Forum at the Jamaica Conference Center downtown Kingston on Tuesday, July 25. And Jamaica's High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, UK, His Excellency Seth George Ramican, is calling on the UK diaspora to contribute to the High Commission's Jamaica 55 Adopt a Clinic campaign. The High Commissioner says 55 clinics are being targeted under the initiative. The UK High Commission launched the campaign earlier this year in support of the government's drive to strengthen primary healthcare services. More than 100 clinics have been identified as being in need for rehabilitation and upgrading. Mr. Ramican says Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton reached out to the diaspora to garner their support by adopting clinics. The High Commissioner indicated that there is a website, adoptaclinicja.co.uk, where persons can go to indicate their support for the campaign. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.